You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Hanat Baba. 68-year-old Oscar James grew up in the Bayview neighborhood in southeast San Francisco.
See that big tree right there? When they brought me home from the hospital, that's where we were living.
Now his old home is closed off by a chain-link fence.
All that dirt, you see that little laboratory right there? Mm-hmm. You see a road? Mm-hmm. Well, all from that road all the way back used to be water. Okay.
So it's all fill.
James is telling reporter Kyungjin Lee about land just north of Yosemite Slough, a tiny channel between the Hunters Point Shipyard and Candlestick Park.
It's all filled, but it's filled with toxics. It's filled with barrels, and they would get the dirt from the ships and bury it right there. That was the Navy's dump.
James shared his experience with a lot of other African Americans who lived in this neighborhood back then. That's one neighborhood history. Another one is about the area's many Chinese residents who have a long story of their own. That's exactly what Bayview community activist Eddie Zhang wants to highlight in a new tour he's designing to help the neighborhood's diverse residents get to know each other better. Reporter Kyungjin Lee takes the story from there.
On the other side of the shipyard is India Basin, where James points to an old, dilapidated building that's literally falling into the bay.
Right there is where we used to come down to get the shrimps, right in here, and buy them.
It used to be a restaurant where Chinese shrimp farmers sold their catch to the locals.
A big bag of shrimps would be like, I think, 15 cents a quarter. And we'd go back, my mother would make gumbo and jambalaya and different things like that out of it. But like I was saying, it was a lot of love in the community.
This is the kind of historic gem Eddie Zhang wants to share.
There's a really lack of understanding between the different subgroups about what's going on in each other's lives.
Zhang runs a multi-ethnic youth leadership program in the Bayview. Over the past few years, though, he's seen racial tensions build up between the established African-American community and the more recent Chinese immigrants. He says the Chinese
feel isolated. One of the bigger reasons also is because the fear of safety.
He helped a Chinese family move out of the neighborhood after they suffered multiple home invasions. And others expressed similar sentiments of wanting to relocate. At the same time, though, he says African Americans feel like they're being displaced by the influx of new development and new residents like the Chinese.
What I wanted to do is for the Chinese population to be able to learn about the history of African Americans, how they came over here, and then also learn about their own history, how their own people that came, when did they come, and why did they come over here.
So Zhang starting with a history tour of the neighborhood geared towards monolingual Chinese immigrants. They make up almost 20% of the area's population. He's talking to people like Oscar James about one view of that history and artist Rennie Young about the other. Young is chronicling the history of Chinese shrimp fishermen.
Bayview Hunters Point had the largest group of these fishing camps. This is actually at Bayview at Hunters Point. This would be out on the deck where people were just drying the shrimp, the whole piles of shrimp.
When I meet her, she shows me some old photos of the shrimp camps. They were all over the Bay Area in the late 19th and early 20th century, until the Navy took over Hunters Point in 1938. Then
the health department actually came in and torched the remaining shrimp camps just to take them out of the environment entirely.
Young says no one really knows what happened to the Chinese shrimpers. One Chinese family ran a seafood restaurant until the early 60s, the same place Oscar James used to buy shrimp as a kid. Locals say back then, Bayview Hunters Point was a tight-knit community. Millions of African Americans were leaving the South, and many flocked to the neighborhood to work in the new shipyard. But in the mid-70s, the shipyard closed, jobs disappeared, and residents had to adjust, just as they had before.
One thing I want them to take away with is that there's a lot a commonality between the two cultures. Based on that commonality, we should grow from that.
So I brought more stuff. This is my last map, but you can have this one.
On a slow Sunday morning, Zhang meets with Tracy Zhu, another local activist. She grew up in the Bayview and is helping him plan the tour. Their first stop is at Heron's Head Park, a 22-acre wildlife habitat. Zhu plucks a leaf off a nearby tree and hands it to Zhang to try.
It's a medicine. What does it taste like? Just chew a little bit, yeah.
She wants to show examples of native habitat and how things used to look in San Francisco.
What does it taste like?
Zhang tries it and scrunches his face a bit.
If you chew enough of it, it makes your tongue numb. This is the original plant from which aspirin came from. There are strawberries, but you can smell that. That's a type of sage. There's a few types of sages around here.
Once they check out the site, they get back in the car and keep driving, making occasional stops. The hilltop, where Oscar James was born, the Oakdale Housing Project, to a tucked-away park you can easily miss.
So Adam Rogers Park is right here in this little pocket on Oakdale on this side, and then their garden is up at top, but you walk up these stairs.
There's a community garden up there?
There's a community garden managed by Hunters Point family for over 17 years. The Girls 2000 program.
Girls 2000 is run by Hunters Point Family, a community organization that primarily works with African-American youth. Zhang wants to stop here to help newer Chinese residents understand what they have in common with their younger black neighbors.
The reason why we want to focus on a lot of farming is that because agriculture is one of the things that in China, agriculture is what's sustaining a lot of these people from the villages.
Zakai Tyler is with the Hunters Point Family. She says this garden is a metaphor to connect the girls in the program to nature.
To have them be involved in this cycle of planting and caring and harvesting and then sharing with the community so that they could see how all that could also play out in their own lives.
For similar reasons, Tyler sees value in what Zhang is doing.
When new people come in, they don't understand the history. They don't understand the deep roots of the indigenous community. And so there's a feeling of disrespect that can result from that. Whenever you have community-wide efforts that bring people together on a regular basis, that promotes greater harmony in the community.
Back in the car, Eddie Zhang says that's exactly what he's trying to do for the immigrants he hopes will take the tour.
I mean, once they know the history of it and they know how the condition of the living spaces are and the dynamic in the community, hopefully they can be more sensitive to the change, be sensitive to the people that who live here, and to be more willing to take ownership of the community so where they can contribute in different ways.
See, that's the kind of cool thing about this neighborhood. Everywhere you go, you get a different view.
In Bayview Hunters Point, I'm Kyung Jin Lee for Cross Currents.